Eric Perry was raised on a farm north of Frankfurt. Like many young people who grow up in rural areas, he itched to see the world. So after graduating from Franklin County High School with mostly A's and B's, Perry left home. Today, the 25-year-old proudly characterizes himself as a Navy man, a submariner, and a free thinker.
There's an old saying, I don't know if it's Navy-wide or was just in the submarine force, but a complaining sailor is a happy sailor.
And if that saying is accurate, there must be many very happy sailors.
Sure, there was a lot of complaints. There was a lot of... And discipline's different because it's a very different interaction, because there's nothing or there's very few things that require an immediate action on a submarine.
That's not to say submariners bide their time groaning below the surface while combatants fight the hot war on land. A sub might be out of sight, but as far as military operations are concerned, it's never out of mind.
We don't get a lot of high-profile kind of stuff because it's really hard to get a camera shot of a submarine at sea. But just recently, if you look at when we began our support of the rebels in Libya, the centerpiece around the Navy's response was a nuclear-powered submarine.
That sub launched cruise missiles at pro-Qaddafi forces. Perry says submarines play multiple roles in the war on terror, from monitoring activity off hostile coastlines to delivering special forces.
You know, that's got to give somebody pause when they think, you know, I really want to do this. I really want to invade this little country here. Then they wonder, well, is there a submarine over there? I mean, could they be watching right now? And you don't know. We could be. Maybe we're not.
With his strong background in math and science at Franklin County High School, Perry pushed himself to learn the ins and outs of nuclear propulsion. He was assigned as a mechanic on an attack submarine, which is what he wanted. But he found out learning about submarines and being in one are two very different things.
You can't make somebody understand what it's like to be underwater. It's just a whole different world. And I remember the first time they sounded the diving alarm. You know, I looked around and all the hatches were shut, and then the diving alarm sounded. And first time I really thought about it, hey, there's 400 feet of water above me.
Perry trained for 2 years before setting foot on a sub. But on his first deployment, he pretty much knew his days were numbered. He soon tired of the daily routine of reading gauges every hour and dreaded long missions at sea, which would take him many miles and many months away from home. So he chose not to re-enlist. Though he's no longer in active service, Perry is wistful about his time spent as a submariner.
Some of the smartest, most dedicated people you'll ever work with are in submarines. The Navy gives them 50 pounds of crap to shove in a 5-pound sock day in and day out, and they do it. And I don't know how they do it. I don't know how we did it, but we did. You know, I miss that.
Today, Perry continues to put to use skills learned in the Navy. He's enrolled at the University of Kentucky, studying mechanical engineering, and he's still in the Navy Reserves. For WEKU News, I'm Ron Smith.